there is new evidence that President Trump's America First rhetoric is having an effect on tourism to the United States. Overseas visits grew just 2% in 2018, according to new data from Tourism Economics. That at a time when global tourism overall was up 6%. For more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, editor of Airline Weekly. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So tourism growth has slowed, and this trend started 2 years ago after President Trump took office. Put that in context. How much was it growing prior to that?
Well, earlier this decade, more like 4%. This is obviously a mature market, not a place where you're going to get very high growth, but the authors of this study say it's slowed down. And even last year, they say they're concerned that in the second half of the year, it was slower than in the first half. So not a good trend.
Is it fair to blame it on President Trump's America First rhetoric?
Well, look, that's probably unhelpful, but this is the hard part, is trying to answer that question. The dollar is also strong, mm-hmm. and a strong dollar makes it more expensive for people from overseas to visit the U.S. So, the authors say, look, tourism from Germany in particular, a place hit by trade tensions, down a lot. China, down a lot. You know, whether that's because of the rhetoric or also because of the strong dollar, almost certainly, at least partly because of the strong dollar, hard to say which is the biggest. The biggest factor here.
But what's the effect? How important is international tourism to the U.S. economy?
It's very important. Tourism is an export. And I know that might sound a little bit confusing because you think, well, people are coming right here. Are we importing? But it's something that we sell. And when it comes to exports, it's our biggest service export. Now, overall, as a percentage of all exports, kind of high single-digit percentages. So, yeah, it's important, and it's generally a growth industry.
And do you expect, looking at the numbers now, this slow international tourism growth to continue into this year?
Difficult to be too optimistic right now because, trade tensions or no trade tensions, again, those currency issues, a strong dollar. I mean, you look back decades, and whenever it's expensive to visit the U.S. and in some countries, we could be talking Canada or we could be talking a place like Brazil where it's far more expensive now than it was. That's going to put downward pressure. A place like Japan, which used to not get a lot of visitors, the yen has been weaker in recent years. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Tourism is booming there.
Well, when we were in London in the fall, it was very cheap comparatively because the pound is down and the dollar is up. I want to ask you about one more thing, Seth, which is Southwest Airlines completed a test flight yesterday from Oakland, California to Hawaii. This is the first time. I mean, Southwest doesn't fly to Hawaii yet. Now it's starting to do that. They're waiting for FAA authorization to start scheduling flights. This is a big step for Southwest.
It is. And yesterday's flight, just kind of checking off another box on the way to getting there to where, these planes will be full of passengers. Yesterday, mostly empty flight of some FAA inspectors. And
some lucky FAA inspectors.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So that Boeing 737 MAX, this new kind of plane that they have that can fly a really long way. So just for now, just kind of showing that they can do this. They've got the navigation down and all that sort of thing. And then, at some point here, if all goes well, they'll have flights on sale that all of us can buy and go visit Hawaii.
Probably bring down the price for flights to Hawaii on all the airlines if Southwest starts competing in that market. Seth Kaplan.
Supply and demand economics. Yeah.
Exactly. Editor of Airline Weekly, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.